Chapter 4, The Economy of Missouri. One of the reasons the explorers Lewis and Clark traveled up the Missouri River on their voyage of discovery was to find a route to the Pacific Ocean. Such a route would make it easier for traders to travel between the eastern and western parts of North America. Along the way, they passed many fur trappers going downstream to sell their furs in St. Louis. They also passed the villages of Native Americans who had been trading with other villages and tribes along the river for many generations, just as their ancestors had done for thousands of years. All of this trading of furs, food, pottery, and woven baskets, tools, jewelry, and other items has a name. We call it an economy. Page 86, Missouri Close-Up. Where Missourians Work, May 2007, Data. Agriculture, 95,100. Construction and Mining, 156,900. Education and Healthcare, 385,400. Financial Services, 167,400. Government, 435,500. Leisure and Hospitality, 287,800. Manufacturing, 300,000. Professional Business, 336,200. Services, 120,700. Transportation and Utilities, 552,400. Missouri Economy, 2004 Data. Value of Manufactured Goods and Services in Missouri, $203.4 billion. Average Annual Personal Income, $30,608. Median Annual Household Income, $40,725. Value of Exports from Missouri, $9 billion. Cost of Living in Missouri, 6th lowest in the United States. Page 87, Section 1. What is an economy? As you read, look for the following. The two major groups in an economy. The effect of being a worldwide economy. Vocabulary terms. Producer, consumer, export, import, globalization. An economy is the way in which human resources and natural resources are used to produce goods and services. An economy can be divided into two groups, producers and consumers. Producers are the people and businesses who make the goods or provide the services. Consumers are those who use the goods and services. Of course, in between the producers and the consumers are the people who transport and sell the goods. Take the cereal you might have eaten for breakfast this morning. Many parts of the economy were involved in putting that cereal in your bowl. It began with the farmer who grew the grain needed to make the cereal. The farmer used natural resources to grow the grain, tractors to plant and harvest it, trucks to take it to the grain elevator. The grain elevator dried and stored the grain and then sold it to a cereal manufacturer. The grain was shipped to the manufacturer by railroad. The cereal manufacturer employed many people to make the grain into cereal. It combined the grain with other ingredients and packaged it in boxes. Trains or trucks took the boxes of cereal to warehouses where more people worked to load the cereal and other food onto trucks that took it to the grocery. People at the store put it on the shelf. Your mom or dad bought the cereal, giving money to the store clerk. They brought it home in the car with other groceries and put the box away in the kitchen cupboard. And this morning, you took the box out and ate the cereal for breakfast. Each step along the way, from farm to table, is a part of the economy. Can you follow your breakfast cereal from the farmer to your table and identify all the producers and consumers, the goods and services, and the natural and human resources that are involved? Missouri's economy is part of the larger world economy. Many of the goods made or grown in Missouri are sold around the world, and many of the things we buy are made in other countries. These products that are made or grown in Missouri and sold around the world are called exports. Those products that we buy that have been made in other countries are called imports. It would be very hard indeed to avoid buying products that come from other countries. Our economy's dependence on other countries to not only buy our goods, but to also sell us their goods, is called globalization. It affects our economy in many ways, including what type of goods are made in Missouri, and what type and how many jobs are available to Missourians. In the 18th century, most of the laborers in Missouri worked in agriculture. For most of the 20th century, more Missourians worked in manufacturing than any other type of job. But today, more and more Missourians work in jobs that provide services to others and not in jobs where they make or grow things. These services include health care, teaching, and government and jobs like installing utilities, cleaning buildings, delivering packages, working in a store, or cutting hair. Do you remember? Number one, what is the difference between an export and an import? Number two, go around your house or classroom and pick out 25 different items. Make a list of the items, including where they were made. How many were made in other countries?